Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Alessia and Sophie with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, thousands of Queensland teachers have walked off the job to strike for the second time this year. The Queensland Teachers Union rejected the proposed 8% wage increase over 3 years in October. The union has said that the proposal fails to acknowledge key concerns of members such as staff shortages and classroom violence. According to the government, 28,000 teachers protested or chose to stay home yesterday. The government has said that it was their best and final offer, with the issue now heading to arbitration.
In national news, Peacock House, one of Tasmania's only public inpatient mental health institutions, has closed temporarily due to a rat infestation. The health department that operates a 12-bed facility has said in a statement that clients being cared for at appropriate facilities while they address the rodent issue and aim to open again as soon as it is appropriate to do so. Mental health facilities and services in Tasmania have been under serious strain in the last few years, with the closure of the St. Helens Private Hospital in 2023 and temporary closure of the Hobart Clinic in Rockby early this year. The wider Peacock Centre's safe haven, a drop-in facility, remains open for people in acute distress.
The Invasive Species Council warns that booming rabbit populations in Western Australia will continue to surge unless charges are made in controlled development. Head of the council, Jack Goh, has stated that the rise in rabbit population is reaching a never-before-seen high due to good seasons and the decrease of biological controls. Many rabbits are developing immunity to viruses such as RDHV, causing population numbers to rise, threatening agriculture and native wildlife. Mr. Goh said that there has been no federal funding for new control measures in response to the recent rise and urges the Western Australian government for action.
In international news, a first issue of Superman has become the most expensive comic book ever sold for over $9 million, which is roughly $14 million. The comic went to auction after it was discovered by three brothers within the attic of their late mother's San Francisco home last year. The Superman number one comic was released by Detective Comics Inc. in 1939 and is one of the only small numbers of copies that is known to still exist and in such good condition. It was rated a 9 out of 10 by comics grading company CGC and has surpassed the previous record holder, Action Comics Issue 1, which sold for over $6 million. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a chance of showers and a possible severe storm this evening. It's currently 30 degrees with an expected maximum of 32. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZ.org.au.